are. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's wandering around his hotel room, but Rich, Jen, Roberta, and Doug are here. Oh, there he is.
Yes,
welcome
and
to
Doug
the show.
Doug.
Woo-hoo. How about them apples?
We thought you fell into a sinkhole.
No, I just am.
I'm trying to grab a little fruit here. I've been busy all morning long doing all kinds of things, preparing for the next important, exciting engagement on the Good Day program, 8 after the hour. A lot of discussion this week here on this program and in general regarding gun control. I don't think many people have paid attention to what has been done internationally. Did you know the United Nations fairly quietly this week put forth a proposal which, interestingly enough, went a lot further than any proposal that you would see floated in our country. And the NRA almost became a, remember the old days of the city-state? During, I think it was before the Roman Empire, during the era of the Greek, when there was mostly what now is Greece, but during that era, there were not countries, there were city-states. So large areas like Istanbul was an area that more or less existed on its own. There was so much distance between the cities that they existed on their own, and the stuff that was in between was no man's land.
Mm.
So now, a thousand or more years later, we certainly have developed so that there are political jurisdictions covering pretty much every inch of ground on the planet. And so when you think about the relativity, don't sneeze at the NRA, because the NRA went to the United Nations this week as if it were a city-state in agreement with only three other countries. There are 193 members of the United Nations. 190 voted for stricter, or at least to put forth an idea that would bring stricter gun control laws into the focus in most countries. Iran, North Korea, and who is the third country that voted against this? I'm now trying to think about, but
Venezuela, that would fit.
No,
Cuba.
No, no, no. The rogue country. Maybe. No, I don't even think it was Cuba.
Well, you got Iran and
it was Iran,
North
and
Korea.
North Korea,
right?
And
so
who would be the axis, the other axis of evil?
Venezuela.
No,
Syria.
No.
Not Syria. No, no, no.
No, no. But anyway, the point is that there were four testimonies given that were against this proposal. One from the three countries, and the NRA. The NRA goes to the United Nations and is given the same stature as if they were a country.
That's funny.
It really is.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
When
you consider how much these guys get around and why politicians are so afraid of them, they have so much money, so much power, so much influence. People say to me all the time, aren't you worried the NRA will come after you? After me, as a radio host. And
they're packing,
said,
you know.
This, yeah, I know, they're packing. What I've said to them is the NRA can easily have access to my program. I'm a businessman. I have a radio program. And we have what we call inventory. And the inventory are the slots that are given to commercial announcements. If the NRA doesn't want me, I mean, what impact? I have, what, 3.5 million listeners on a good week, maybe 4 million listeners. So how many members does the NRA have? Maybe the same number, but how much money do they have versus how much money I have? How much money do they get from you if you're an NRA member versus how much money can I get for selling my commercial inventory? These people are extraordinarily powerful. Yeah, I don't know what sorry, madam, we're still here.
Gun police.
Anyway,
gun police.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the NRA's at my
here.
Door.
Gun police.
So anyway, with that in mind, we have rustled up some talk radio callers who are weighing in on all of the gun legislation that's domestic and that's, international, the whole idea. Because you think we're only having these conversations here in America. That's not the case. Conversations being held everywhere. All right, so Michael, you have cut 80 there, or shall I? Richie didn't tell you that we wanted to use cut 80. Okay, so these are some of the reactions. No, he doesn't have it. Okay, how about we do a couple of commercials and we'll figure this out. 12 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, so I've become discouraged.
Don't be discouraged, Dougie.
Okay, Jennifer, Facebook. Thank you. Jennifer and Richie and me and Roberta and Ken. So all of these NRA comments are populating our Facebook page, yeah. facebook.com/good day. So what are we hearing from various folks?
Well, our question up there is, what do you think about the NRA school safety plan to put armed guards in our school? John said, like this guy, and then he posted an article about a newly hired armed guard leaving his gun unattended in the school bathroom. Uh-oh, perfect. Not so good. Jake said, some of our schools here in Idaho have already been armed for years, shouldn't be government funded, but he loves the idea. Kim said, ridiculous. And Chase said, as a temporary solution, perhaps, but the ultimate long-term goal has to be to reduce the number of high-powered weapons throughout the U.S. Judy said, I don't like the NRA's plan, which called for federal funding, but allowing teachers and staff who would like to conceal carry, maybe take some extra training specific to school environment, would be okay. Gary said, as long as they train them and screen out the nutcases. Walter said, yes, absolutely, either the best deterrent or a conclusion to an incident at a 1,500 feet per second, saving lives. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. A lot of good comments. Thank you. Facebook.com/good day show and Twitter at good day show. The items have been, you know, kind of rounding out the week, looking at some of the things that people have talked about. There's always a lot of discussion about technology. Facebook this week has put something new into the mix. And I wonder in general how much there are those who say Facebook is passé, yet Zuckerberg appears to be still very active. I mean, he's a young guy, so he's got a long life ahead of him. You wonder how much over his lifetime he can have. He's worth $19 billion now. How much more this thing can go up and down? Does anybody agree or disagree that Facebook is passé?
It depends. It's not passé, but it may be tapped out. I mean, you know, how many more people can you actually add to it?
There's only covers 800 million, and there are 7 billion people on the planet, so you can go another couple, 3 or 4 billion people that have access to technology. Why wouldn't you go after them?
Yeah, but how many of that is technically capable of having access to it?
People you wouldn't expect where there is. I mean, I saw something this week, as a matter of fact, Richie, now that you bring it up, in countries where there is so much poverty, people make $400 a year. And yet you can still see these you can buy these computers, the old iPhones that you can buy for $10.
I watched in Colombia when I went down there. I actually saw the transition of when they stopped giving people wired home phones who they could not keep wires going to their homes because they're so, up in the mountain or something like that. And everybody just went to cell phones. Everybody in Colombia, from the richest to the poorest, have cell phones in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of rich and poor, couple of square meals, brand new bedding, 4-inch thick mattress, chance to benefit children's charities, attracting some folks that are law-abiding citizens in Nebraska this weekend to spend a night behind bars. The Lancaster County Adult Detention Facility in Lincoln, Nebraska, is going to be filled with voluntary inmates this weekend. A couple of hundred people signed up for a night in the pen.
What in the world
$30.
Would you want to do
that for? The fee goes to the Child Advocacy Center, a nonprofit group that helps victims of child abuse, and Operation Santa Claus, which gives toys to needy children at Christmas time. So would you do that? Would you go spend, Ribber, $30 a night in jail in New York City?
Sure, why not? I think it's something different to do. Bring a bottle of wine, some hors d'oeuvres. Sure.
Well, because people want to experience something different.
Absolutely.
I didn't spend a night in jail. I spent a little time in jail, but it wasn't.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I've never had to sleep in a jail cell.
You know,
but
I haven't been to jail, and I would like to keep it that way, I think.
You know, I've been shackled to the wall
for
a few hours.
I'd like to see Jennifer in jail.
Oh, I'd rock it. I'd have people doing, like, the Thriller dance.
You'd have fun in jail.
I would have fun. I'd try to have fun anyway.
You'd be the mama of Cell Block D.
I know.
Mama.
Girls will be coming to visit.
Yeah.
All right, just a little food for thought. I'm always being asked, there are people who on Facebook and also Twitter, things come up with regard to some of the commercials that we do here on the program, because I invest myself in them often. People say, do you ever get tired? Do you really use the stuff that you use? Are you using power swabs? And Meredith was earlier happy to tell me that I needed a little bit over here in this tooth on this side. And I do use power swabs. I have not yet, but I am going to use Provia. So I'm going to give you the numbers for these two products in case you are not following well, or if I give the numbers too quickly. Power Swabs whitens your teeth. It's a great all-natural system. The patented tooth detergent, 800-865-7602. That's for your teeth, okay? 800-865-7602. Now for your hair, Provia, brand new thing for thinning hair. Makes it look so much better. It's all-natural as well. 800-525-8319. All right?
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Listening to Van Halen's Hot for Teacher, and so you can say, okay, that's cool. Well, if you go to the video of the day today at DougStephan.com, you'll find out that there's a whole lot more there than just the Van Halen Hot for Teacher. There's a six-year-old boy who is already an amazing drummer. That's it. Today's video, this kid, six-year-old boy, is playing along to Van Halen's Hot for Teacher.
I'm going to play audio for you.
Yes.
And I want you to tell me whether you think it's the six-year-old kid.
Or Van Halen.
Or whether you think it's Alex Van Halen playing the drums. Are you ready?
All right,
here we go.
Like Richie thinks, and he'd like to try to fool us here.
It's the kid. It's got to be the kid.
It's got to be the kid.
He's really good.
No,
you don't think so?
No. This is Van Halen. But if you're going to play us the six-year-old boy.
This is the six-year-old kid.
Is it really?
Yeah. So he's playing along with the music.
Good.
Can you play us a Van Halen?
Yeah. Here's
the
Van Halen version. That's Alex.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Which is ridiculous. Now, take that and just imagine a six-year-old being. You know how much it takes to be able to do. I play drums very poorly, but I play drums.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of arm strength and stamina it takes to be able to do this? And coordination.
I was one of the things that made I found most appealing about Sheila E. playing the drums. You look at her arms, man.
Yeah.
Go for those. Our congratulations to Avery.
They're all good. If you spend enough time on YouTube,
yeah.
There are all kinds of videos. This isn't the one that I thought it was going to be. There's another video that Dad does of his kid playing all these just amazing drum tracks. And the kid is, you know, and then you see, like, 8-year-old girls playing Eddie Van Halen, like, note for note. There are some amazing child prodigy musicians out there.
Check it out. DougStephan.com poll today. Less than 2 weeks to go. How are you doing on your taxes? A, already have my refund. B, already mailed them in. C, almost finished. D, about halfway done. E, just started. F, hoping to start this weekend. The 5th is today. 15th is...
You didn't put I'm on extension.
No, we'll work on that as well. Richie's very interested in handwriting, cursive handwriting, is an art.
No, we don't have time to talk about this.
We don't have time for this?
I saw a Facebook post, and somebody wrote in cursive, rest in peace cursive, and they were basically saying how cursive is just dying off. And then I started to do a little research on it, and really, handwriting is dying off.
Yeah, right.
No one writes.
And they're talking about how much of a, this used to be the building blocks of education, learning how to write. And now they're basically, okay, yeah, we can make sure that you can print, but cursive, not so much.
Right.
So I do want to talk about this, and I might actually even want to get a guest to talk about how it affects our brains if we don't really learn to write the way we used to learn to write, and how much cursive helps us, or does it really matter?
Well, it does matter because you've hit on something, whether you know it or not. Motor skills,
yes, exactly.
Development motor skills in the brain are very important adjunct to your becoming mature. And if you can't use your motor skills, you will not ever really mature, probably. So it is good for food for thought.
Some will argue that video games are motor skills.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry, calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace. In the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-568-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now. 866-568-MATH. That's 866-568-MATH.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, and our buddy Louie is here with us. Ken's keeping an eye on all the social networking, so if you guys want to send us a little message and tell us happy Friday, he will relay the message pronto. Every Friday we talk to Louie about what's going on with food. And speaking of food, Doug's choking on an egg right now. So
yeah.
You know, I worry because he chokes on fruit a lot. I thought eggs were safe, but I guess they are not.
Louie, Doug usually comes to us about twice a day, and historically over the years, he's been choking on peanuts. So he finally stopped eating peanuts during the news and the breaks. And then it was blueberries. And now it's eggs. He's choking on eggs.
The thing about eggs, you got to take the shell off first.
Oh, there! I knew I could just stab.
All right, Doug, are you still dying over there? Are you okay now? I think he's still dying. All right. So Louie joins us every week. We're going to talk about some food. And Louie, I just sent you an email with a recipe, this avocado, stuffed avocado, covered with a fried egg and bacon. And oh my, it's unbelievable. But the website that I got it from is Just Eat Real Food on Facebook. And basically, they have all of these recipes from all over the internet and all of these, I guess, you know, sister websites that they're friends with. And come to find out, it's really kind of a paleo diet. Real food. Huh. That's it. And so I wanted to ask you about this paleo diet and how popular that's becoming and how realistic it is to be able to eat real food.
Well, realistically, you know, that becomes your job every day instead of anything else that you would do. You know, it's kind of like that gorilla diet that they were pushing. It's about the same thing, you know, where you just have buckets of fresh, raw foods, or in the case of a paleo diet, you can cook some of it. But it's really intensive work. I mean, and I hate to put it that way. I don't want to turn anybody off of eating well. But there's an awful lot to do when you want to eat like
that. You know, I was actually having this conversation with someone the other day because, and some of you that are regular listeners to the show know that I was out for a few weeks because I was really, really sick. And part of the problem was that I found out I had some allergies, both environmental and food allergies. So now I have this list of food in front of me that includes almonds and cantaloupes and soybeans and corn and yeast and all these different things that I'm supposed to avoid. And it really is overwhelming when you're trying to make these changes to your diet because you're like, okay, well, what's left to eat? What can I do? You know, especially if you work all day, it's hard to try to figure out what there is that's left.
Yeah. And the prep
that's
time.
Why it's a good thing to take foods that are three ingredients or less. And you can whip them together a lot easier that way, and you grow from there, you know. Then you find something with four ingredients or five.
Do you have any examples of, I mean, like this thing, okay, it's a stuffed avocado. You have some thyme, some, let me see, celery, red onion, parsley, some bacon, and the avocado and cherry tomatoes. That's it. Cut them all up.
That's an easy, you know, it's an easy one, but stop and think, you know, like the herbs are not an ingredient, but the bacon, that means you have to cook bacon ahead of time.
Yes.
You know, and it does stifle some people from trying to make foods, you know. I like to start off with fried potatoes and add stuff to it right in the skillet. And you take fried potatoes, scrambled eggs, and say some leftover ham from the night
bacon.
Before.
Bacon. Put bacon in it.
Yeah. So instead of cooking, if you have it already, you know, if you're going to cook bacon, cook the whole pound for God's sake. You're literally only going to use two or three strips.
Yeah.
And then this way you have it. You know, and a lot of that is planning. When you start with two, three ingredients, that's, you know, it just makes it so much easier in life.
So if I wanted to kick, I mean, and you're coming from the restaurant background, and Roberta, you as well, I mean, mm-hmm. that's what they do. The potato soup is on Friday for a reason, because it's the leftover potatoes throughout the course of the week that have built up, and then they just make the soup out of it. So what's a good way, and that's something I'm very poor at, I shop and cook for that day's meal. I do not plan, I have no idea what's for dinner tomorrow. And that's
one thing to start with, Richie, is if you, let's say a day that you had some onions and celery, all right, and an ingredient, would that sound reasonable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You take, when you cut your onions, save the sides of them, you know, the top and the bottom, save the bottom half of your celery, save the tops of your carrots, put them in a bag and put them in a freezer. You're going to use it later for stock.
Or the peelings, if you're peeling carrots or celery or anything, you know, celery roots, parsnips, whatever you're peeling, save those peelings for soup.
But let's say you're not that organized, or do you need to be organized to be able to say, okay, I've got this, I've got that. I mean, I'm the king of just throwing some stuff in the frying pan on Saturday morning with a little olive oil and then scramble an egg and throw it on top of it, and that's my breakfast on Saturday or Sunday morning. Whatever it might be. The Colombians always have rice in my house, so a little rice, a little leftover bacon, a little this, throw a scrambled egg on top of it, boom, and a tomato. And there you go. But how organized do you need to be able to keep a constant flow of just scraps around, which then turn them into a dinner?
Well, a perfect example was what we went through last weekend. It was Easter. I'm sure, you know, we've had ham quite a few days this week. I mean, I'm to the point where I have a ham over. I mean, I've just had so much ham.
but it's a perfect example, Roberta.
I mean, we save the ham, and some of it gets chopped up for ham salad. Yeah. Some of it gets chopped up.
Some of it gets frozen, too, if you make pea soup later on. Throw a little bit in. But, you know, when you say how organized do you have to be, Rich, you really don't. I mean, if you're throwing stuff in a garbage can, you can also throw stuff in a Ziploc bag and into the freezer. This takes no organization at all. All it takes is getting into the habit.
What I think is difficult is getting the shopping amounts right. I think once you do that, you're okay, because Rich goes to the store like every day, where I'm more of a once a week shopper. So I try to. And
so you think about what's for dinner next week.
I try to, or I try to at least figure out what nights I'm going to be home so I can at least mix and match some things up, you know. But I'm with you guys on the soup. I actually, because of this weird diet, made a huge pot of vegetable soup with a little bit of brown rice in it. And I literally, you eat off of it for a week, and it just keeps getting better and better.
We have the morphing crock pot. You know, it'll start out of, like, you know, chicken stew on Monday, and by Friday it's clam chowder.
It just
changes as you eat it down. You just keep adding stuff, which is a very ancient way of cooking, because Louis, they used to have that big pot over the fireplace and everything went into it.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's really not that much. It's not like you have to take a pencil and paper and write down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and put all your dinners in a row. Just stop and think. Say, you know, I'd like to have chicken once next week. I'd like to have beef once next week. I want to have two vegetarian meals. And you build from there. It's just so much easier. So, you know, when you do shop, okay, I'm going to get chicken. I'm going to get some fresh veggies. I think I'll get a piece of pork. And away you go. And you got a week's worth looking at you. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna try and plan ahead a little bit. I'll let you know next week how this works out for me, but I'm gonna try to plan a day ahead, maybe not 3 or 4 days ahead, but at least a day ahead, so that because I have plenty of recipes around. I mean, in my Rolodex of things that I make for dinner, there are probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 things that are on our regular thing, and then I throw something new in there once every couple of weeks to try and broaden it out. So, but I would like to be at least a day or two ahead if I can get there. So, all right, coming
up. It's easy. Look at common ingredients.
Yeah. And
you know,
that's
like if you're going to make potatoes, fried potatoes one day, they can become potato hash 2 days later, you know, or they can become scalloped potatoes 3 days later, you know. So look for a common ingredient, a major ingredient in like five recipes, and just do it all at once and save them.
All right. Well, Louis got a recipe coming up for us that has all of these kind of ingredients that you have laying in the bottom of the refrigerator already. It's an Asian coleslaw, so when we come back, Louie will tell us how to take the scraps out of the bottom of the refrigerator and come up with a coleslaw. Here on Good Day, it's 42 past. By the way, Doug checked in. He said, my voice is done. You guys, because he was seriously coughing. I thought he was going to cough up a lung there, but he says his voice is just done, so he's going to go ahead and get it. But he will miss the coleslaw here, which we'll do with Louie. Right after this.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Well, Flo,
huh?
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy?
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. The choking, coughing Doug Steffen has gone away for a little bit. He shall return.
He's seeking some medical attention. Poor guy.
I was worried about him there. So Chef Louis is here, and like we said, he is going to show us how to take 3 heads of cabbage, some onions, some red bell peppers, some green onions, cilantro, and make some cabbage. And I was reading through your ingredients list here, Louis, for your Asian coleslaw. And everything looked normal. I'm like down with it. And then I start seeing soy sauce. Okay, no big deal. Soy sauce. All right. And I see ginger root.
Sugar.
That sounds good. Garlic. That
rice
sounds
wine
good.
Vinegar, which is the tang.
Right. Then you get brown into the sugar. Rice wine vinegar, the brown sugar, and peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter mixed with a little bit of vegetable oil.
Okay.
To smooth it out. You know, the idea behind making Asian coleslaw is real simple. Okay, it's light, it's tangy, it's sweet. You can throw some sriracha or pepper flakes in it to make it a hot sweet. But it's so much, it's just so nice and light and crunchy compared to taking cabbage and throwing a couple of tablespoons of mayonnaise on it and some vinegar and sugar. I mean, it's just so much nicer than traditional.
And you could probably add some chicken or even shrimp probably to it, right?
Oh, God. It's funny you say that. The other night I made fried shrimp and oyster po' boys. Big hoagies.
Oh.
And instead of putting lettuce on it, I threw the Asian coleslaw. I use cabbage a lot on a hoagie instead of lettuce. It gives you a little more nutritional value, and it keeps
crunchy.
The crunch up.
You had me at fried shrimp. I'm
this
done.
This was unbelievable. With the Asian coleslaw, a little sriracha, some sliced tomatoes. I mean, I didn't hear one complaint out of anybody. Matter of fact, I didn't hear anything but a couple of grunts here and there.
Okay.
I mean, everybody just ate it down so fast. It was great.
So the recipe is at DougSteffen.com. If you scroll down to contributors, you'll see Louis' picture. Click on that, and it's in his recipe thing. Now you have me curious about the other thing. When you fry some shrimp up, I mean, usually I will saute shrimp in olive oil, butter type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, and I don't know that I've ever fried shrimp at home. What do you dredge it in?
You know what? The first thing I do
what's your coating?
I clean them good. Throw them in a little bit of seasoned flour, and then I hit it with an egg wash, and then I hit it with a little bit of flour again. But I don't like it greasy, so the old trick is to throw a little bit of cornstarch in your final batter of your final dredge, and that keeps it a little drier when it comes out of the fryer. That way, it's not dripping oil; it's nice and light.
Now, do you use the fryer, the deep fryer, or do you just do it in like a skillet?
I use a deep fryer, you know, and it's naughty, but I use one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that with this shrimp this weekend.
Oh, it's super. Take that.
Or with the coleslaw, I mean.
Yeah.
Look, I'm helping you, aren't I?
That coleslaw is so great on a hot dog, a hamburger.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
Sandwich.
Oh, it's super. It just adds so much dimension to a normal meal, like a hot dog.
Yeah, you're killing me here. I mean, when I saw the Asian coleslaw thing, I was like, hey, you know, this is pretty good. But then you said the shrimp, and now the hot dog. And the pork barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Now I cannot decide which meat I want to put this coleslaw on.
Oh, you put that on a pulled pork sandwich instead of, you know, with just a can of barbecue sauce, or you use like a North Carolina style, you know, with that vinegar sauce,
and then
tangled. You throw that coleslaw right on the sandwich. Oh, God, is that good. I mean, I just gained 2 pounds telling you about it.
I am absolutely starving to death right now. All right, so we're all going to make it, because, you know, now that Doug is gone, we actually have 3 really good cooks here. So let's all make it and compare. Well, Doug is the king of let's see what's in the refrigerator and just put it all together.
I actually have cabbage right now, so I could totally do this.
Yeah, I'm down with this. All right, let's all report back on Monday, and we'll see how Louis' recipe went for us. All right, go check it out at DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com. Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, and Louis with your recipe of the week on Good Day.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
After the hour, the familiar theme from the weekend radio program that helps you help yourself around your home. The Money Pit Radio program hosted by Tom Kreutler and Leslie Segretti. Great place to find information, not only when they're on the air, but you go to the Money Pit website and see what's going on there. Generally, Tom is on top of things, great ideas.
Generally.
Got a new Facebook deal. Well, he does generally.
Yeah. Generally, yeah.
Generally.
Thanks, perfect. Yeah. It's kind of like you say to your wife, you're so pretty. And she says, what do you mean, so pretty? I'm not the prettiest person? Yeah, it's one of those deals. Okay. So the newest Facebook deal that you have going, the Green My Money Pit Sweepstakes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, so what do you
mean? We're moving into the Earth-friendly time of the year. You know, Earth Day is right around the corner. So we thought, why not have a Green My Money Pit Sweepstakes? So we're giving away a lot of cool stuff. We've got an Amana top-bottom freezer refrigerator. We've got a GE washing machine, high-efficiency washer. We've got some of those cool Honeywell Wi-Fi thermostats and enough GE light bulbs.
Those look very cool.
How do the Wi-Fi thermostats work?
Well, basically, you replace your existing thermostat with the Wi-Fi thermostat, and then from really anywhere, you can control the temperature in your house. You can join several thermostats together. I mean, from an iPhone app, I control the temperature in my house, so if I'm coming home and I want to kick the heat up a little bit because I'm maybe off sort of the clock setback thermostat, you can do that, it's, you know, pretty cool technology.
All right, so go to moneypit.com or your Facebook
click
page.
Click on the Facebook.
Facebook logo. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you go to moneypit.com and click on the Facebook logo. Is that it? That's at moneypit.com.
Yeah, and if you share the contest with your friends, you get 5 bonus entries for every friend that enters.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm all over this. We can win, right? This isn't one of those stupid contests. Okay.
Good. How can he win? He can't win. He's associated with the program. He can't win.
Can't be quiet.
Come on. All right, let's get a couple of letters in here. People have questions of Tom Kreutler from the Money Pit. Joni asks, is it wise when improving your home for the cost of remodeling to reflect the value of your home? That is, how much money do you spend, and do you get a bottom line benefit? Like putting a swimming pool in pretty much never increases the value of your home, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, because I got to tell you, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I had as many people ask me how to take them out as to put one in. So it's a real personal choice.
Really?
And that's what it comes down to. Yeah, true thing. So that's what it really comes down to.
I would never have it there. I love my pool. It's a great vision to, yeah.
Well, that's because that's your personal choice. But you may put your house on the market, and people love the house, but they hate the pool, so they're going to want to fill it in. But, you know, here's the thing. You don't want to over-improve your neighborhood. So when you look around, you know, you don't want to make your house so crazy much better than it's just so much more expensive than the rest of the neighborhood, because you'll never get your money out of that. That said, though, I think it's okay to have some selected luxuries. Like if you want a granite countertop, why not just go for that? But just don't overdo it, because if you're looking to maintain, to remodel your house for value, you can make one set of decisions. If you're looking to maintain and remodel your house for your own personal enjoyment, then that's another set of decisions. But they don't always align, is the point.
All right, I want to know, in your experience running that radio program, people you hear from every week, mm-hmm. whether husbands and wives get into arguments about how, or maybe better yet, where there might be improvements. Let's say you got $10,000. Wife wants to improve the kitchen. Husband wants to improve the game room. He can much have all those arguments.
I can answer this.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, dear. That absolutely does happen, and that kind of goes to my point. Look, if you guys are going to be in this house for, you know, 10, 20 years, and you really enjoy, you know, whatever happens in the game room, pool, ping pong, air hockey, whatever, then maybe that's a space you should invest in. But it's kind of like going on a vacation. Look, nobody goes on a vacation and says, hey, what's that worth when I get back? It's worth a lot while you're there. You know, you get some personal benefit out of it. But when it comes to remodeling a house for value, then I'd say, yeah, put the money in the kitchen, because kitchens always are an attractive part of any real estate transaction.
All right, so let's quickly answer Marty's question about removing the wood shingles before you get the roof redone or the house side. And the answer is yes. Right?
Well, I agree with you. To do it the right way, you should pull off all the old siding. The problem is that people try to save money. They put new siding over old siding, and then the siding ends up being sort of thicker than the windows, so the windows end up being recessed, and it doesn't look right, and it becomes difficult to keep them watertight. And by the way, sometimes folks try to put insulation behind the siding. That is not worth the money to charge for an upgrade. It really doesn't add much to the energy efficiency of the wall.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, hosted by Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti. Check it out every weekend. Visit the MoneyPit.com for that new contest. And click on the Facebook logo. You'll have fun.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.